studio. Josh, turn these lights out. It's a fucking rock concert. Ready to stand up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I'm the host. This show, if you don't know, is we just kind of talk about one artist each week and sort of their musical stylings and influences beyond. Now, that last song was Even Flow by Pearl Jam, so if you haven't guessed what this week's artist is going to be, it's Pearl Jam. I played the live version of that song because I really like the little intro there. I think it speaks to like the early energy and everything of Pearl Jam. But yeah, I really like Pearl Jam. I've been kind of rediscovering a lot of older grunge music that I used to listen to in high school and like earlier my time in university. And yeah, it's just really great and really cool. But yeah, so I chose Pearl Jam because I find that as part of grunge bands go, they're one of the more introspective ones. I mean, obviously Nirvana was very introspective, but I think Pearl Jam was introspective in the sense that talking about very much sort of loneliness and abandonment and kind of went at it at a different angle than other grunge bands. But yeah, I'm going to start off playing just a lot of stuff off of their first album, 10, which is a very interesting album. Eddie Vedder kind of came out of nowhere in the wake of this other band, Mother Love Bone, when Andrew Wood, the frontman of that band, died. And Eddie Vedder came to them as a friend of the band. He came to the rest of the band and put together Pearl Jam, and he had all these songs already written. I think he wrote them all in like 3 days or something. But anyways, the next song I'm going to play by Pearl Jam is Alive. Here we go.
Yeah. everybody stood still. Taking a turn. Ooh,
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Sound Clash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or springreverbygk on socials. See you there.
Hey, punk. Do you like weird stuff made by real human artists? Want to know where to find taxidermy, patches, tattoos, paintings, stickers, zines, felted pieces, repurposed clothing, jewelry, plushies, hand illustrations, mutual aid foraging information, local preserves, buttons, cards, crochet, and punk performances all under one roof? Come check out the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market on Saturday, May 30th from 1 till 3 at the Broom Factory as part of Spring Reverb. CFRC DJs will be spinning tunes in between sets by the Meringues and Havana Syndrome. With nearly 30 vendors indoors and outdoors, you're sure to find something that speaks to your strange side.
Now, those last three songs were Black, Jeremy, and Oceans, all by Pearl Jam off of their debut album, 10. Now, the story behind 10 is really quite interesting. I mean, the band, like the guitarist, bass player, and drummer for Pearl Jam, were in another band called Mother Love Bone, as I mentioned before, and like a week after Mother Love Bone's debut album came out, Andrew Wood, the frontman, died of a heroin overdose. And that led Chris Cornell, who was Andrew Wood's roommate, and the members of Pearl Jam to create this sort of tribute album to him, and that was Temple of the Dog. And Eddie Vedder was a part of that as well. And so that's how Eddie Vedder met all the Pearl Jam guys. And then that album secretly was like a sleeper hit. It did incredibly well. It's a great album. Nobody was expecting it, but it sort of thrust Eddie Vedder into this sort of music scene. And from there, he was like, what if we made a band with the Pearl Jam guys? We made Pearl Jam with all these songs I have written. And like I was mentioning before, Pearl Jam, at least on 10, is sort of very introspective. And those songs are very much about Eddie Vedder's childhood and upbringing and the trauma he had from that. I mean, very early on in his life, he found out that the man who he thought was his dad was not actually his real dad. And so he sort of had to come to terms with that really young, and then also coming to terms with just like growing up and experiencing so much loss and death around him, which seemed to plague the Seattle scene at the time, and a lot of even just 90s alternative scene outside of Seattle. But yeah, and then so 10 was a smash hit. It's one of the greatest debut albums of a band of all time. And from there, they continued on this sort of really loud, spacey, like occupying, like their sound, the band's sound is really loud, and it sort of encompasses and encapsulates an entire room. And then lyrically, very introspective. And they continued on with that introspective and loud sound, but then also, which I think sort of speaks to the grunge fashion of things, became a little bit more political in their lyrics as well. And so also sort of more with their introspective, being more generally introspective and talking about sort of gendered relations and race, or not race, like age relations as well. And so I'm going to play some songs off of their next two albums, Verses and Vitology. And the first song I'm going to play is called Daughter by Pearl Jam, coming up.
Breakfast table in an Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah, I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up. Wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they on the shelf. I changed by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello.
Now, those last three songs were Glorified G, WMA, and Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town, all by Pearl Jam, and that was off their second album, Verses. Now, again, sort of thinking about those songs as still introspective, but introspective in the more general sense, applying sort of thinking about the deeper emotions felt by other people and in situations that aren't your own, and then also thinking about more politically with, like, police violence and all of that stuff as well, while continuing to sort of still tie into their big, loud rock roots that was seen on Pearl Jam's debut. But yeah, I'm going to end the show with two songs off of their third album, Vitology. And yeah, I just, again, want you to think about everything I've said, sort of how Pearl Jam started as this big, heavy, introspective band and evolved from that while staying introspective, but then also thinking about the greater things around them. But yeah, the next two songs I'm going to play to end the show are going to be Corduroy and Better Man by Pearl Jam off of their third album, Vitology. But yeah, my name has been Liam. This has been Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope to catch you next week. See ya.
watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more, she practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, a high-energy garage rock track inspired by the classic original Xbox party game that brought the band closer together through late-night couch co-op chaos. The song delivers punchy riffs and catchy lyrics that stay lingering in your head as an earworm. A longtime fan favorite at live shows, Fusion Frenzy captures the band's edge while turning a shared inside joke into an anthem. Are you a local musician who would like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Just complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Fusion Frenzy by Sons of Rick on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here right now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.